Krok, you're allowed to put it up on Shabbos. I forget, Mutl Tosh, you're allowed to put it up. Or Mutl Krok, you're allowed to take it down to Shabbos. So you see, it's not called Muksa. So Rashi, Mutl and Tosh, you're allowed to put it up. I, Rashi's Bavon, you put a canopy on top of a bed. Luchu, let it be near the binyan. You're making an oil. So Rashi, the spam, kilos chasanim, ain logag, tefach. The way it was made was like this. You had a bed, and they had one long stick going across, and they had a canopy falling down like this. The blanket over just went like a triangle. So on top here was not poster tefach. It was mamish came to a point. Therefore, top is not called an oil. There's no issue to make it on Shabbos. Shash distam kilos chasanim ein lo gag tef, that's lo gag tefach. Shenak litin yoitzim mishtei roshin. You have sticks sticking up at the two ends of it. So you put another stick straight across. In other words, you have a beam going straight across like this, right? And on top of that, you just make a full over. It slants both ways. Since on top it's not wide tefach, ain't oil. Since it's only a roi here, it's not here to stay. It's easy to put up to take down. It's mutter to put up and take it down on Shabbos. So he said, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. The kasher is yizichu kaveil amokim do. But once you put it up, you now have no das to move it to another place. This is the canopy of this bed. You're not going to take it off anymore. So you see, we don't know from this svara kaveil amokim. Since it's called a kli, and it's movable, there's no muksa to it. Even though you kaveil, you want to stay in one mokim, so what? That's the way we hold. We don't know for such a mokim.
Forever or just for Shabbos?
Even forever. There's no such muksa like that. Since the metzias that is movable, and you could move it, there's no muksa stand you set it there. No, of course you left it there for them. You put it on a canopy of a bed, you have no doubt to take it away, but still there's no such muksa. So menorah also, even though you put away a menorah on top of your bookshelf there, wherever it is, and you want it to stay there for show, so what? If you want to move it now, it's not muksa. Elorah Rabbaya, the reason why your menorah is muksa for new svara, a new gzera, v'shel chulis, we're talking about it's made out of pieces, that you just put the pieces together, and then there's nis a binyan on Shabbos. With the Rabbonin, to put the pieces together, to put the menorah together again, that's also on Shabbos. Mishal chuyis. So Rashi, Mishal chuyis, the menorah shall prokim has pieces to it. Shev the gzer is why you can't touch such a menorah, because shem a people who are afraid maybe the menorah will fall out of your hand, fall on the floor, v'tisparak, it'll come into pieces, all the pieces will come out again, v'yachzirenu, and we're afraid right now on Shabbos you put the pieces back together again. V'nim sois a kli, from the sois you're building a kli, with the rabbonin and nisa, to build a kli on Shabbos. So that's why you can't touch a menorah. V'yati gemari, hochi, abazoi, we're talking about a menorah that has pieces to it, abazoi tepela, my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to shari. How can Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish say it's mutter to move such a menorah? It's like a good gzeira. If it has chulis, avada should be yosa to touch. Maybe you come to put it back together again. And for the Gemara name, my chulis, what do you mean it has pieces here? Kein chulis. It doesn't mean it's mamish made out of different pieces that you can take it apart and put it back together again. No, this bechidki, this menorah has like cracks, what are called indentions. Like, it's really one piece, this menorah. It just looks like it's made out of pieces. It's like a phony. It has like indention there. It looks like it's a choshev azach made out of 100 pieces. Really, it's one big menorah. Just has chitki, has cracks on all the side of it. So Rashi chitki chituchin sabavlo has like cracks all around it. Yeah, but doima leprokim, it looks like it's made out of pieces. O man dechozi, if somebody sees you moving this menorah on Shabbos, sabav shaprokimu. The person is to think you have a menorah made out of pieces, and they'll think you will allow to move a menorah made out of pieces. So it's only zera why it's also. So that's this machlekes, you make the zera or not. So the more hilchah, what's the halacha? Chulius. If you have a menorah mamish made out of different pieces, is ben gedur le ben ketan asura l'taltalo. Whether it's big, whether it's small, it's also to metaltlit. Because if the gezera, maybe you'll fall on Shabbos, and you're going to come to put the pieces back together again, and that's nis binyan. So even a small one of other is also. Mashen kein gedoylo chuli is ben gedur le ben ketan asura l'taltalo. Gedoylo nami, if you have a big menorah, this bechidki, if it has cracks, even though it's one whole piece, but since it has cracks, looks like pieces, is gzeira otu gedel dechuyis. We ask you from touching it, because people see you touch it on Shabbos, they'll think a big one is usually made out of pieces, and it looks like a piece is one, so they'll think you're moving a piece, chuliyistika one, and there it's there, maybe you fall, and then you put it back together again. Ki pligi, that everybody's masking too. Where is the machlekes to biktanum? This pechidki. You have a small menorah here, that's really, it's a one piece menorah, just it has cracks all around, it looks like it's made out of pieces. Mass of the gazrinin, the one that's machmis says we make a gzer even on a small one, because since it looks like pieces, people will think you're moving a menorah made out of pieces, and they'll also come to move, and then we're afraid it'll fall and break, and you put it back together again. Well, mass of the gazrinin, no, since it's not so shkiach, usually small menorahs are not made out of pieces; they're made out of one piece. So even though it has cracks, people won't come to think you're using a peaceful one, because they know usually small ones are not made out of pieces. So he doesn't make the gzera. That's the machlekes, to make the gzera or not.
Why don't we say in binyan mekelinger?
I told him we got bonum and tzosa.
Right. But shouldn't we even say, here it seems to be saying dera eset tzosa?
No, where does it say dera eset? Because we're... Tzosa mukhs over dera bonum, it's not shashan. Can't be asking dera eset.
It's a binyan we're talking about. We're talking about the...
I told you, tzosa dera bonum. So dera bonum. Right, the gedolah of the Rashi, hoyel v'darkel asoysesh chesint is a derech to made out of pieces. Kiyis pechitki, if it has cracks now, sarvi people will think the chul yisain. They'll think this menorah is zichem made out of pieces. The yosser, afilu l'resh lokesh kiyam liyel. They tell us b'shtei yadayim osle tautlips. The big one need two hands to carry. Havad b'tzosim. Ki plegi b'ktanad yis pechitki. The kul liyal miyadid lab chul yisninu. As people know, a small one usually made out of one piece, so they wouldn't think it's made out of pieces. This is the Rashad to make Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? It's Rashi Gzeira or the Chuyis. It's the Gzeira Mamish is one made out of Chuyis. It's even though people know this is one made out of only Chidki, cracks, but the thought is a Gzeira, maybe you yourself will come to use for one made out of pieces. That's all Machlikis. Benach Nami, the Gair to Mux itself, it could be that Yab Yechen holds Mux is Mutter. He holds like Yab Shimon. That the Yasa de Menor is no Rai, he holds like Yab Shimon. The reason why Yasa de Menor was a new Svarum, a new Gzeira, because the menorah may fall, and you put it back together again, pieces, that's why the yasa to touch a menorah. Benach Nami, a muksa, maybe Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Shimon, we have Mariah, he holds like Rabbi Yechon. Shredding Maranein, or Miyam Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon holds like this, to say what? He does holds like Rabbi Shimon. He does know for muksa, the Yama Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon's klal all over is, halacha gestam mishnah. Usually Rabbi Yechon says the klal, we always paskin like a stam mishnah. Utanan, we learned the Mishnah we had before, Muchni Shalom, Rashan, this is a wagon that has wheels on the wagon, is this man, she nishmetis, if this wheel could come off, it could be taken apart, even though now Avad is like screwed in, but since it could be taken apart, the wheel is called a kli by itself. Ain chibolot, it's not a chibot to the wagon. We ain them dead as more. Shalom, if the wagon is too big, it's ice kli to makabel tumor, the wheel can still be makabel tumor, it's its own shear. V'yein matzelis imo b'yoel ha-meis. On the side, the wagon is a good matzel, stops the oil ha-meis from coming up, the wheel won't. V'yein gurin oisa b'shabis, you're not allowed to move the wheel, b'zman sh'yesh ole ha-meis. Kol z'man the money is on top of the wheel, since money is muksa on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch the wheel, kol z'man the money is on top. It's a diyik, ho'eino le'moyis sharia. Mashmadob, if the money now fell off the wheel, if there's no money on top of the wheel, you're allowed to touch the wheel. V'yaf agav the heavier lay ben ashmoshes. Even though at the beginning is Shabbos, you had money on top of this wheel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say a svar migu, this got soy ben ashmoshes. The wheel is mux at the beginning of Shabbos, it's also those Shabbos, and here it's a stam mishnah, says it's mutter. The mishnah says, when is the wheel also only calls the man, the money is on top of it. Masha, when the money falls off, it becomes mutter, even though it was on ben ashmoshes. So it's a shver, this is a stam mishnah, Rabbi Yerichan Shepas like a stam mishnah. Amar Rab Zera, nein, there's no diak of that from the mishnah. Tei mishnah, say nush loho yoleh moyes ko ben ashmoshes. Who says the Mishnah is talking about where the money was on it? Ben Ashmoshes, I'll tell you no, the Mishnah is saying that if you didn't have the money on it, Ben Ashmoshes, just the money fell on top of the wheel in the middle of Shabbos, either a guy came and put money on top of the wheel, or else the kid was playing and put money on top of the wheel, in the middle of Shabbos, then the locher is. Calls the money, on top of the wheel, tak osam. When the money falls off, it becomes mutter. And why do we say this? Shle l'shabed varash Rav Yechon. Not to change over what we just got finished saying before from Rav Yechon. That Rav Yitzchuk says, claw, according to Rav Yechon, he holds like Rav Yehuda. He holds mukhsris osam. I, there's a stam mission here. So Terence is not a stam mission, no. Even this mission is not talking about where the money was on, Ben Ashmoshes, because then Avada would lie bosser. Just the money wasn't on, only came on in the middle of Shabbos. Therefore, when it falls off, it becomes mutter again. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Pam achas holach Rebbe libdi Yusfro. Once Rebbe went to the start Yusfro, for hoira and he paskin b'menorah, ashal negeir to menorah, kiri b'shimin. Then it's mutter. And who adin b'ner? He also passed on the shaila about a ner. Hey, the menorah is one shaila. A menorah portion means not that it's lit right now. No, the shaila for muksa machmas miyas. Is it mutter or not? He passed on the b'shimin, it's mutter. And no, then he passed on the shaila of ner. For the gemari boilu. Hoira b'menorah kiri b'shimin. And b'ner l'hatera. Was it one shaila that he paskin by menorah the same way Reb Shimon paskins by a ner latera? He also paskin by menorah. So Rashi boilihu chod the hoyro heavy. Was it only one shaila here? Vachi komar hoyro b'menorah latera. He paskin to shal negay to menorah laheter kiderach the same way Reb Shimon matir b'ner yoshin the same way Reb Shimon is matir an old candlestick even though it's mias is he was also matir a menorah. I do know. Shtei haroyes have it. Two different shailas here. Horeb b'menorah leisurim. He paskin b'menorah leisur. Kedi arminun. Like we said before, with the chitki about there were cracks in the menorah. There's a gzera. Maybe it's a menorah made out of pieces, and they come to put it back again. The gazrina not the chuyis. He made a gzera out of a menorah made out of pieces. And there's a second haroyah. Okay, Shimon horeb b'ner latera. A second shaila is talking about a ner, an old candlestick, not made out of pieces. Has no shaykhs to a menorah, just a one-piece candlestick. There he was matik him, like Reb Shimon. So that's the shaila. Was it two haroahs or one haroah? I deal mahari b'neru li surah, k'reb shim b'ner, letera teku, let the morabah teku. It's not mukhuch, what he paskin. Right, Rav Malchiyo ikloi levei Reb Simloi. Rav Malchiyo went to visit Reb Simloi. V'tiltor sharga, and he touched the candles. So Rashi ner shakova. He had a menorah that was lit on the beginning of Shabbos, and when the menorah went out, then he yelled like Reb Shimon that you're allowed to touch the ner that goes out, it's mutter. So he touched the ner like Reb Shimon. The ikpid Reb Simloi, and Reb Simloi got angry at him, like, what do you do it for? But I said, Reb Simloi holds like Reb Yehuda, it should be also. Reb Yehuda, another meister. Reb Yehuda, Reb Chanina, and Tiltor Sharga, he also, he yelled like Reb Shimon, and he moved the menorah after it went out. The Yikvid Reb Yosef Reb Chanina. Right, Reb Yosef got angry at him because he yells like Reb Yehuda. Another Meister, Reb Avua, Reb Avua. He equally asked Reb Yeshua ben Levi when he went into the city. Reb Yeshua ben Levi had a metal to Sharga. He touched the menorah after it went out. After the candle went out, he yelled like Reb Shimon. Or the Kiyikul asked Reb Yechon, he went to visit Reb Yechonon, le heavy metal to Sharga. There he did not touch the Sharga. Why? Because here is Machmer not to touch the Shagri, like the Yehuda Shita. Even though the menorah went out, still he held it was also. For the Gemara Monashah, what's going on here? If Reb Yehuda Srila, if Reb Avua holds like Reb Yehuda that it's also to touch the menorah, that we say Migu, this Katsoi, at the beginning of Shabbos, is also the Shabbos, or the Zoi Srila, Levit Reb Yehuda, let him hold all over Reb Yehuda. Ik Reb Shimon, Sri Levi holds no Reb Shimon, it's mutter to touch the ner once it goes out. Levit Reb Shimon, let him hold the Reb Shimon all over. What's that? In one place he was mach, one place not. So the Gemara Avadil Yerlan Reb Shimon, Sri Levi, Avadil Abavu, Ataka Pasal, like Reb Shimon, that the ner when it goes out, it's mutter to touch. O Mishim Kvoidid Reb Yechon, Ehudu Lehevi Yovid. When he went to visit Reb Yechon, since Reb Yechon himself is machmir pasal, like Reb Yehuda, he was also machmir kediv Reb Yehuda. Is that a person could do? We're going to close the door to maybe. Even though he holds like Reb Shimon that it's mutter, that the muksa is mutter, but that's past the to be machmir. Go to visit Reb Yehuda, he can be machmir. Om Reb Yehuda, sharga demashcha sharga tetule, a sharga a ner burning from oil, it's mutter to metaltul. Shrashi achas shekova Reb Shimon leimoyis. Some ner was burned with olive with oil. When it goes out, it's not mi'ish, you're allowed to use it.
What does it mean it's not
mi'ish?
The
Chabad says
he doesn't hold
the
Muktzah
Machas
mi'ish.
Who? What does it mean to say it's not mi'ish? No, no, no. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shittu. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Shagra demash cheshol tetulei. But the neft also tetulei. Mashenko is made out of neft. It's Rashi demash riach. It comes very pashtunke and very not nice. It's afilu Reb Shimon moided lechazi el umlachtin. As I help Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds such a Muktzah Machas mi'ish. That bit of neft, you use it out of neft, it's so not nice. So even Reb Yehuda, even Shimon is moida to this muksa. That's what Reb Yehuda holds. Rabbi Reb Yosef Yarmatavayo, no. Bit of neft, not me shorter to live. No such muksa like that. Since it's right to be used for something, even though it's the meat, it, you don't want to use it for too many things, but I think it could be used for one thing, you use it for a cover, so even it's not called muksa. Only let the man the yomer holds muksa machmas miyas is also. But like us, that does not for muksa machmas miyas, have had with smutta. Rabbi Avia ikloy leve rava. Rabbi Avia went to visit rava. Heavy miisin bekarya betina. His shoes was very dirty. Heavy miisin was miyas bekarya, his shoes, betina with mud. His mud got stuck, his foot got stuck in the mud. His eyes fell parayu. When he went inside, he started to step on his bed. He got his bed all dirty. So Rava got angry at him. He came into my house with your dirty shoes, and he put your shoes on my bed, got my bed dirty, got angry at him. Is boiler tsure? So Rava wanted to get even on him. What is boiler tsure? It's Rashi b'shailus. He got like angry at him. He says, "Okay, I'm going to get you." He didn't mean I'm going to take the comma. He started to ask him shailus. Omale, my time of.
Is the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Vov Omer Aleph. Rabbi Avia ikloi levei Rava. Rabbi Avia went to visit Rava. Hebe mi'isen beikarya betina. His shoes were full of muddy. Eisve asive apurya came with Rava. Still, when he went in to visit Rava, he sat down on Rava's bed, and mustame his shoes got the bed dirty. His ikbid Rava got angry. Boil it tsure, you want to get even be mitzar him. So Rashi boil it tsure means b'shelus, you want to ask him shelus. Omalei, so Rava asked Rav Avira, my time law, what's the time? Rava Rav Yosef Yarma Tevayu, they both say, shargo denifta nami shori. That even though you're lighting a lamp with neft, which smells, makes the nair very mis, still it's muta. Neft nami shori tzulei. How come it's mutl luchur, it's muksu machmas to me? He said, I can use it for anything now. Or Malay, he answered back, no, hoyo v'chos l'chsuyi v'emona. It's still usable. You can still use it to cover up a kli. Therefore, even though it's very mias, you won't use it for anything else. But since it has one use, it's still called a kli. Fract rova elamiyativ, that's the svara, bazoi, kol tsroiris, shebechotza metaltlin. Obviously, all the stones in the chotzam should be mutter to metaltl. Heisakum, we hold all stones. And is muksa, every stone should be roy, should have a shem kli on it. It's roy to use to cover up a kli with it. O malei, so Bavir answered back, say geshmak. Ho ika teres kli alei. Hani leka teres kli alei. What's vatushtel? Heisir, we're talking about a sharg, a lamb that has a shem kli. Now what happened? It became very mis, because he used neph with it. He got fashtunkin. But the pshat is, since it's still roy, for something, it still retains the shem kli. Hashem came tsroirus stones, where you were not miyachet to use, never got a shem kli. So even though you could use it to cover up something with, but still not called a kli yet. So the more raya for this, mila tanya, didn't we learn? Hashirai.